We now continue with lesson number 94 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We begin today the 24th perek, an interesting perek which deals with various kelim, various utensils, vessels, gadgets, which there are three types of each of these kelim. One type is the worst, it's mekabel tumas medris. One type is kind of intermediate, it's mekabel tumas meis and other tumos, but not tumas medris. And the third, which is tohor, completely tohor. So the first example is a type of shield, three types of shields. Shlosha trisin heim. There are three types of shields, which have three different dinim. One shield is tris hakofuf. Soldiers in those times used to have a shield which had two sides and a front, so that when they went into battle, they were protected in front of them and alongside of them on both sides of them. So that is tameh midras, because the soldier, when he needs to relax and sleep or whatever, he puts this shield on the ground and he sleeps there. So is therefore it is a mishkov, and as such it is metame tumas medras. And of course we know it's a Mishnah Nidah. We've had this many times. Kol hatame medras tame meis. If it's tame medras, it's also tame all the other tumas. Then there's a second type of shield. Shvishemisachkin bo bikunpon. It's a shield that is used to play with in a kind of game, a game of war, where they have a shield as the people play a duel of some sort, and they use this shield. So this shield is tomei meis. If a dead body touches it, it becomes an avatuma, and it's mekabel other tumas as well, but not tumas medras. Because if someone sits upon this or sleeps upon this shield, it does not become an avatum. It's only a rishon l'tum. It's a maga shelzov, but not a moshov or a mishkov shelzov, because normally one does not sit upon such a type of shield. And then there's a third type of shield, which seems to be a toy. V'ditzas, ditza means a type of joy, playfulness. Ha'arvian, the Arabs of once upon a time had a game in which they used to play with a type of shield, perhaps children's game, and therefore it really has no function, no use, except as entertainment. Tahora miklum. Such a shield is not mekabel tumah at all. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Beis, Shalosh Agolos, saying there are three types of wagons. There is a wagon, ho'asuyo kikatedra, that's made as a chair. Imagine a stroller that we call today, a carriage that a baby sits in. This is a moshav. It's a wagon, but it moves, has wheels, but it's a chair. So therefore, tumei medras, Vizov sits upon it, it becomes an avatuma. Kemita, then there's a wagon, that's just a flat wagon with little walls on the side upon which you put Schreira, which you put packages that you're taking from place to place. So this is Tomei Meis. It's made of wood, let's say, but it's a kli kibul. You can put things in the wagon. The wagon has walls around it. It's not something you normally sit on. It's made for goods and not for people to sit in. And therefore, it's Mekabel Tumas Meis, but it's not Tomei Medras. And finally, there's a third type of wagon, Vishalavonim, which is just used to move big stones from place to place. Tahoro miklum. This is not mekabel tumah at all, because this wagon to carry big stones, there are big holes in the wagon, not as big as the stones, so the stones don't fall through. But rimonim, pomegranates, could fall through it. And we know that a clay kibul that cannot be mekabel rimonim, if you have a vessel that can't even contain such a big item as the fruit of a pomegranate fruits, so then that's not considered a kli kibul at all. These stones can be transported from place to place in such a wagon, but nevertheless, the wagon is not considered a kli kibul, and it is Tahora Miklum, it's not Mekabel Tuma at all. So we have finished the first two Mishnayos of the 24th Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 94.